Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
Find my ring.
Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and Heavenly Father, we are coming to you in the name of Jesus. We bless your name today, and we give glory and honor to the name of the Lord. You've been so good to us. You've been so merciful. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love today. Thank you for all that you've done for us. You kept us up until this time. You keep us with a mind to want to serve you, want to live for you, and do the things that is pleasing in thy sight. We pray that you have your way. Let your will be done today. Bless this broadcast. Send your word. Send your anointing. Take full control. Meet us here today, Lord. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover, bind the works of the devil, cast him out today, O Lord. Give us victory, O Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name
we
of
pray
Jesus.
That watch and continue to hold us in the hollow of your hand. Ever lead us on to victory. Help us, oh Lord. Keep our minds stayed on you. Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that you look upon us with compassion and with mercy, oh Lord. If there's anything that is not like you, we ask that you move it out of our way and out of our lives. Help us, oh Lord. We are seeking to serve you in the beauty of holiness, and we want everything that is contrary to your will to be moved, oh Lord. We are seeking to serve you, oh Lord, and to do your will today. We pray that you bless this broadcast, that you send your word, send your anointing, meet us here tonight. Have your way, oh Lord. Save to the uttermost. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Find the works of Satan and cast him out, oh Lord. Help us, oh Lord. We want to please you, and we want your will to be done in us. Help today, oh Lord. Look on those, oh Lord, who are sick and afflicted in their bodies. We know you're able to heal. You're able to deliver. You're able to save, oh Lord. Save to the uttermost. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Wash away sin. Blot out of transgressions. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you look on every name that is listed on all of the prayer lists. Touch and bless, oh Lord. Save and heal. Lift heavy burdens. Strengthen the weak. Encourage the souls. Oh, my God, have mercy tonight. Touch and bless, oh Lord. Draw somebody unto you that they may give their life to you. Change the way they are living. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, and we know you've got the power. We know you can work a miracle in somebody's life. Somebody is dependent on you. Somebody is looking to you, oh Lord, for deliverance. They want to be delivered. Touch tonight, oh Lord. Bless, Lord. Have your way, oh Lord, and let your will be done. Meet us here tonight on this broadcast, and we will bless thy name. We will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that prayer coming to Evangelist Maybell. Amen. Thank God for his touch in the prayer. Good evening, and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Prayer Works Ministry, a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer and promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We do believe in praying to God for all, because you can be blessed, delivered, healed, and made whole through prayer and faith in God. And we invite you to join us in worshiping and praising God as we read our opening scripture taken from the 121st number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. Again, that's the 121st number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and I am reading from the King James Version Bible, and it reads, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Thank God for the reading of his word, excuse me, the 121st number of Psalm, the first throughout the 8 verses throughout its entirety. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the prayer and to Prayer Works Ministry. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 563-999-3634, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/prayerworksministry. And if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can use the mailing address P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. Our dial-in number, if you're clergy and you're feeling bold and you want to have remarks after the word, or you have a testimony you'd like to share, a song you'd like to sing, an encouraging word you'd like to give, feel free to call in. I have 551-241-6677. And if you're looking to support other ministries, or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Mabel Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth Gospel Truth broadcast at 605-373-5995, and that access code is 565-2166. The access code is 346. No, it's not. Sorry. The access code is, I'm going to say that number again. Sorry. The dial-in number is 605-373-5995. The access code is 565-2166. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. And Ministry Emmanuel hosts teams up with Evangelist Lynette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We want to continue to pray for the soul on our prayer list. Continue to keep the bereaved Ingram Soul family in our prayers. Pray for the bereaved Harrell family, for Sean Howard and his mother, Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, W.L. and the bereaved Turner family, the bereaved Edmond family, Mrs. Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, A.B., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, all of the bereaved families, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I'm just going to ask if Evangelist Maybell would come back and give some words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for this opportunity. I tell you, we're living in a time now where every child of God and every person that's not saved needs encouragement to get saved. And those who are already saved need encouragement to stay saved, because
that's
the
right.
Devil is working on every hand, and he's trying to turn the people of God away from the Lord. But the word of God that was read said that the Lord will preserve our going out and our coming in. And I'm standing on the word of God, because I know that the word of God will not fail. It cannot fail. So let us put our trust in the Lord. Let us lift up our heads unto the Lord. Lift up our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help is coming from the Lord. It's not coming from the job. It's not coming from the loved ones, but it's coming from the Lord. So let us look to him in the time of trouble, sickness, disheartenment, everything, bereavement, everything. Let us just look to the Lord, because he can take us through when no one else can take us through. God will take us through. And if you don't know him, I encourage you to start seeking the Lord and turn from the way that you're going and start seeking the Lord, hearing the word of God, taking the word of God in, that your soul might be saved. And I encourage you to continue to listen in to this broadcast with Pastor Sheila Hameen. We pray that you will continue to listen in because she preaches the word of God, and this is the deliverance for your soul. So at this time, yes, we want to prepare our hearts and get ready to hear what thus saith the Lord. Praise God. And at this time, I present to you the speaker in the person of Pastor Sheila Hameen out of Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple. God bless you, Pastor Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So happy to be back here one more time. God is worthy of the praise. I'm happy down in my sanctified soul. It's another day that the Lord has kept me, and I'm glad about it. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Thank the Lord for prayer. Thank God for everything that's been said and done thus far. And we're going to get ready to go to the Word of God. I truly enjoyed the opening prayer. The scripture that was read was very encouraging and uplifting, and also those powerful words of encouragement. And I tell you, God knows just what we need. And at this time, we're going to put our minds on the Lord and have a word of prayer, and then we're going to the Word of God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you. And we honor you, Lord. We ask for mercy and for forgiveness. Oh, my God, forgive our sins. And we call on you, Lord, to speak to us through your word. Lord, you know what we all stand in need of. And we pray, God, that you will minister to us tonight and uplift our souls. Have your way and let your will be done. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, I would like to invite your attention to the book of St. Luke, chapter 8, verses 5 through 15. St. Luke, the 8th chapter, verses 5 through 15, and this is from the King James Version Bible. The Bible reads, "A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And others fell on good ground, and sprang up and bare fruit and hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him, saying, what might this parable be? And he said, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil, and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they, which when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and rich pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience." Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. And tonight the thought I would leave is actually a question, and this question is directed to the Lord himself. And that is, Lord, make our hearts good ground. That question is something that we can petition God for. Lord, make our hearts good ground. In this parable that Jesus began to speak, he spoke it because there were great multitudes of people around. And he spoke a lot of parables. But when the people heard these parables, they did not understand the mysteries of God because it was not revealed to them. It was for his disciples, as Jesus brought out. And when he talked about the sower going forth to sow his seed, someone who sows is called a sower, one who sows or plants seeds. So the sower goes out to plant the seed. They fall everywhere. And some fell by the wayside. And the seed that fell by the wayside was trodden down, or somebody stepped on it, pressed it down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And when the Lord brought out the meaning of the parable, because his disciples had asked him in another scripture where he talked about, or another account in the scriptures, they wanted to know, why did he speak to these people in parables? And the Lord began to explain to them just before he gave the meaning or what the parable meant, how he let them know that they, being chosen, being called out specifically and commissioned by God, it was for them to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. A lot of people study the Bible. They go to the seminary schools. They go and they get their degrees. They read and they read and they try to understand. But if God does not reveal the mysteries of the kingdom of God, it is as if they are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
That's right.
But the parable that the Lord began to speak here, it made me think about what kind of ground my heart is made of. Glory to God. And we have to take some kind of concern or care for our own soul. Praise God, because we don't really know our own heart. So we need God to try the reins. We need God to search our hearts. And whatever is not right or pleasing before God, we want him to take it away. We want God to more or less till the ground of our heart until we can receive the word of God and keep it, glory to God, and safeguard that word of God. The Lord began to bring this parable out. He said the seed is the word of God. That is the seed that the sower began to sow. And he said, those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil. Here comes the devil swooping in, just like the fowls of the air come down and they begin to just eat up the seed that fell by the wayside. Satan, he comes swooping in and he takes away the word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved. So God wants us to be saved. And the evangelist may begin to talk about, or rather encourage us, if you're not saved, you can be saved. And the Lord loves you and he cares about you and he wants you to be saved. But if Satan can come and steal the word out of your heart, then your chances of being saved, according to the Lord, as he explained this parable. And so the whole thing is that Jesus warned his disciples that Satan has a threefold purpose, and that is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He doesn't want anyone to be saved. So he comes and he takes the word out of their heart because their heart is not made of that good ground, but rather it falls by the wayside, and they're not able to keep the word in their heart. Therefore, they end up losing out with God. Those that fell on the rocks are they which, when they receive the word with joy, oh, they're happy to receive the word, and they have no root, and they go on and they believe for a while. But when the temptation comes, they fall away. They have no root. There's no foundation for them. They're not rooted or planted into the foundation that they need to be in. And yes, they are happy when they hear the word. They are joyous, and they praise God, and they believe for a while. But when that temptation comes, when things get a little too rough, they fall away because they don't have their heart of good ground. Glory to God. And those that fall among thorns, when they hear the word, they go forth and are choked with the cares of the and riches and pleasures of this life.
Yes.
They're choked up because they're among thorns. The thorns grow up with them and wrap around them, and they see all these things around them, the cares of this life, the riches and the pleasures of life. All of these things will choke them, and they end up losing out, not able to bring forth any fruit to perfection. And so they end up losing out. Glory to God. But that fell on good ground, according to Jesus, these are the ones which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. So it takes patience for the fruit to come forth, for the manifestation of the seed that's planted in us. When God puts the word in us, it reminds me that well of living water. If we drink, hallelujah, the water that Jesus gives. When he told the Samaritan woman, he said to her that if you drink of this water, you won't thirst anymore. Hallelujah. But it'll be in you, glory to God, a well of living water springing up into everlasting life. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when that word gets planted down inside of our heart and on good ground, we can bring forth fruit with patience.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we can hold on to what we have and see that no man take our crown. God is the one who's going to water us. He's going to nourish us up. He's the one that's going to till the ground of our heart.
Yes.
Glory to God. And I tell you, God is a mighty God, and he's a loving God, and he cares about us, and we need to be concerned about our own soul. If you've noticed that you hear the word, but it's not really sinking down into you, it's not really affecting you, you need to go back to the Lord and cry to him and say, Lord, oh, glory to God, make my heart good ground. Praise God, and God will do the work. And so I want to encourage everyone tonight to be concerned about your soul. And I'll bring this out and move on. I'm reminded of
the malefactor, punished, crucified with Jesus. One of them began to rail on Jesus, but
yes.
One of them began to get concerned about his soul and where he was going to spend for the hereafter. Oh, Lord. And he began to ask the Lord to remember him when he come into his kingdom. He was concerned about his soul. And the Lord had compassion on the man, forgave him, and granted him a place with him forever, to be in paradise with him that same day. And there was an account of another man who was rich, and he went to Jesus as if he was very concerned about his soul and asked the Lord, what should he do to inherit eternal life? And when the Lord told him what he needed, he only lacked one thing. He kept the commandments from his youth up, and he only lacked one more thing. And when the Lord told him what it was, it didn't make him happy. It made him sad. And so he didn't have that love and that concern for his own soul, because it was the cares of this life. It was the riches and the pleasures of life that caused him to walk away from eternal life. So we have to be concerned and take inventory and make sure that our hearts are good ground. And when the word comes, we can receive that word. It'll sink down in there and take root. Hallelujah. And over time, that word will begin to manifest. It'll begin to spring up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank God for the word of God. And I can say of a truth that God, he reveals these mysteries to his people. And again, some people are searching and they're trying to learn their own way. They're trying to come up with their own opinion and their own thoughts and what they think it means and how it takes God to reveal the mysteries of the kingdom of God. If God doesn't reveal it to us, we will never know it. Praise the Lord. But I thank God for his mercy. I thank God for another opportunity to hear the word of God and to take it in. And this word is for everybody. If you don't know the Lord and you hear the word of God, and when you hear it, as Jesus encouraged, he said, whoever have ears to hear, let him hear. So hear this so you can be saved. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. And that's what the Lord began to cry out, the Bible says, in the 8th verse. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. So open up and hear what thus saith the Lord. If you know God is calling you from whatever situation you're in or whatever walk of life you're carrying, God calling you out of that, take heed. Hear the word of the Lord and obey. Hallelujah. It's no time for going about trying to establish your own righteousness, trying to justify your own self. It's no time for drawing back on God or looking back. It's no time to waste. Glory to God. It's time to get concerned about your soul. And make sure, oh, glory to God, that your sins are forgiven. Make sure that you have repented of every wrongdoing, every sin that you committed. Make sure that you have repented and asked God for forgiveness. Hallelujah. And that goes for every one of us, whatever it is that you've done, and you know God is not pleased with it. It's time to repent and make things right with God. Amen. And we're going to go to God in prayer, calling upon the name of the Lord. If you can only believe, God will work a miracle for you. God will save your soul. God will strengthen you. He'll encourage you. He will heal you. Whatever you need God to do, he will do it for you tonight. Only believe. That's all it takes. Just only believe. With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you right now with humble hearts, oh God, asking you for mercy and for forgiveness. Oh, Lord God, stretch forth your mighty hand and lay your hand on us, Lord. We need a touch from you right now. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, pour out your anointing upon us. Anoint us to do your will. Lord, anoint us in ministry to go out and to minister to many souls and to preach your word. Oh, my Lord, to be witnesses unto you, Lord. We pray, God, that you will look on those who have repented in their hearts and ask for forgiveness. Lord, forgive them tonight and take away all of their sins. Oh, Lord God, be merciful and save them, Lord Jesus. Help them to receive your word, oh God. Help them, Lord. Be merciful tonight, oh God. Help them to accept your word. Oh, Lord, you are able to do all things. Their hearts right now. Break up this stony heart, my God. Touch somebody's mind. Give them the mind, Lord, to turn from the ways that they have. Things, oh God, that are abominable and despicable in your sight. Have mercy, Lord, and forgive them, my God. You can save their souls. Deliver them, Lord, out of that situation. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, we pray right now that you'll remember the backslider, Lord. Help them to return unto you, oh God. Give them another chance, Lord. We know you're a God of many chances, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh,
yes,
Lord,
God.
Please give them a little more time to get back to you, Lord Jesus. Restore their souls tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, God, for those names that were called out on the prayer list one by one and name by name, and anyone that's represented by those names. We pray a special prayer, God, that you will touch, Lord, heal, deliver, lift heavy burdens, Lord, work it out right now. Save to the utmost in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, do wonders and work miracles, Lord. Go into the hospitals, Lord, go into nursing homes. Go into any medical facility, oh God, where somebody laid up sick or afflicted. Lord God, and lay your hand on them. Touch, Lord Jesus. Rebuke the conditions that plague them, oh God, and raise them up off the sick bed, Lord, and give them strength. Give them health. Oh, my God, restore their health unto them. In the name of Jesus, we know you are able, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. We are looking unto you. We pray, God, that you will give comfort and consolation to everyone who's dealing with a bereavement. Oh, my God, who is feeling despondent, who's feeling like there's no hope. Lord God, touch them and strengthen them. Encourage them, oh, God. Help them through the difficult times. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight. And let your name be glorified. Let your power be revealed. Oh, Lord, we are ever looking unto you. And, Lord God, look on all your people everywhere, one by one, every member of the body of Christ, each one in particular, from the least to the greatest. Lord, bless us and help us to come together. Unite us, Lord Jesus. Help us to love one another as you commanded us. Oh, my God, anything in the way, any division, Lord, any schism, rebuke it right now, God. In the name of Jesus, and help us, oh Lord. We need your help tonight. Have your way, my God, and let your holy will be done. And Lord, whoever's listening to this broadcast tonight, let a special blessing come upon them, oh God. And Lord, whatever their desire is or petition, you know about it. And we ask, God, that you will honor it and that you will grant it unto them. Whatever that may be, even let it be done, Lord, according to your will or your permissive will, if it's in your will. Oh, God, we believe right now. We count it as done, and we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Thank hallelujah. You, glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for answering our prayers. We thank you, oh God, for your holy visitation. We thank you for your touch, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, for your touch.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We give you glory and honor. And, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All these blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Broadcast us back into the hands of the host. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful word of God coming through Evangelist Hamina for that beautiful prayer, anointed prayer. Lord, make our hearts good ground. And she brought this out so beautifully. And we want to be that good ground. And she said we can even ask the Lord to till our ground if our hearts aren't that good ground. And we can ask him to till it. And I remember that there was a plant at one of my jobs that I had, and it was blossoming, and then it started wilting. And a coworker who had some plant knowledge, she started poking around the soil, and she was saying she was aerating it. And this particular technique of tilling the ground is to allow air and water to get through to the soil so that the roots could grow, which will cause the plant to grow. And that's what God will do to us. He'll poke and he'll prod and get those things out that aren't supposed to be in there so that our roots can grow deeper so that he can be in there and nothing else. Beautiful, beautiful word of God. I enjoy the word of God and want to give an opportunity for ministers and evangelists who might want to have remarks to call in if you'd like to. And at first, you know, Evangelist Maybell, definitely, of course, want to give you an opportunity first to have remarks, but if other ministers don't want, feel free to call in. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the precious word of God. God's word is right. It's true.
Yes.
It's good. If we take it in, God can make our hearts good ground. Praise
yes.
God. I thank the Lord for this precious word that came through Evangelist Hamina. She preached under the anointing. She
yes,
prayed
she
under the anointing. And we
Amen.
Thank God for it. Praise God. I tell you, the word of God lets us know it is given unto us, the people of God, the born-again believers in Christ, to know the mystery. The world does not know the mystery of the kingdom unless God reveals it unto them. Praise God. I hope that this word tonight has fell on good ground so that somebody yes. may bring forth good fruit. We praise the Lord. We thank God for this message on tonight. I'm encouraged through the prayer and through the word of God. I know God can take us through, and he can make out of us what he wants us to be.
Yes.
So please take the word of God in and let it bring forth fruit in your life. And I want to encourage you, Vanessa, I mean, to continue to let the Lord have his way, continue praying and preaching the word of God, because it is very, very much needed in these last days for me. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those remarks coming through Evangelist Maybell. Very encouraging remarks. Again, thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks and exhortations coming through Evangelist Khadija and Evangelist May. I tell you, God is a good God. He is worthy to be praised. And tonight, if there is anyone on the broadcast who would like to come on live, I am enabling the studio. So if you have anything you'd like to say, if you have a testimony, you can go forth now. You're live on the air. If not, we just thank God for all of you who tuned in to listen on tonight. We invite you to tune back in on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 for our afternoon service, our afternoon broadcast. Well, it's like having church. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we do thank God for your prayers and for your continued support. And I tell you, my soul is happy on the inside, you know, but let us not forget to examine ourselves, because we can look and we can monitor how we are reacting when the word comes forth, when we hear the word. Are we taking it in? You know, is it getting down into our heart like it should be? You know, we need to monitor that and not end up like the people that received the word among thorns, on stony ground, on the wayside. You know, make sure that you have that good ground, that your heart is ready to receive the word of God, so that Satan won't come and steal the word out of your heart. I mean, think about that. That seed that fell on the wayside, fell by the wayside, here comes the devil, takes the word out of their heart. And I tell you, we don't want that to happen. Praise God. So I encourage you, take the word of God in. We do thank God for all things. And this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. We want you to know that we are praying for you. No matter what it is, no matter how difficult it may seem, no matter how impossible it may be, God specializes in things impossible. God specializes in things impossible. So let's remember that. God bless you and good night.
This session is no longer being recorded.